MW299CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
First pitch to Hector Rodriguez, a chopper on the right side of the infield. Monasterio waits on it, fields it, throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Middendorf here in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. Reds 5, Brewers 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Drum roll, please!
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors. Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, get more of the game you love with the Brewers ticket plan. From just 6 game plans up to 12 or 20 game plans, you can tailor your experience to perfection and get discounts off the single game ticket price. Learn more at brewers.com/ticket finder. 5-3 Reds. Lion Richardson takes over on the mound for the Reds. Darian Miller to lead things off for the crew here in the bottom of the seventh. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Lion is not spelled like the animal. Swing and a miss. 0-2. L-Y-O-N. And I am ashamed to admit I had to pause and think about how you spell.
L-I-O-N.
And luckily I got it right, but it took me a second. 0-2 pitch to Darian Miller's high. It's 1-2. I had to picture the poster for The Lion King. Yeah, no, L-I-O-N.
We're out of hibernation mode.
The mechanics of calling a baseball game and just using your brain again. 1-2 pitch, check swing, foul back, and out of play. And it stays at 1-2 on Miller. I will say the one thing that has gone fairly smooth for me today has been getting back into the scorebook.
Yeah, and kudos to you. Yeah. Keeping up with it. It is clean. It looks great.
1-2 pitch and missed outside. It's even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Carrying on the tradition of Stonehenge.
Yeah, there's been a lot of conversation about the Bob Uecker scorebook over the years. It has been a staple, of course, in this booth. Pitch came in and it hit him, and Miller will get first base. So Miller is aboard, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. going the distance so far. He's still in there as he strolls to the plate. But yeah, the Bob Uecker scorebook, as Jeff calls it, Stonehenge. It is a big tablet. It is really a monstrosity, if you will. It's big, it's heavy. You can put a lot of information in this scorebook. Pitches in there for a strike on Martinez Jr. and made the decision to keep rolling with it. I think the cool thing about this scorebook, 0-1 is a high drive, deep right field. Back on it is Rodriguez. It is gone, and we are tied. Ernesto Martinez Jr. sends one out to the right field berm, and it's a 5-5 ball game. And in the Bob Uecker scorebook, you write a 4, put a circle around it, and 2 dots for 2 driven in. And now here is Delgado, the new third baseman. And he fouls this one up and out of play, third base side. It's 0-1. As I was saying, the cool thing about having this book and still using it in this booth is that every time we come to the ballpark and we open up this book, we will think of Uke. A 1 is down and in, and it's 1-1.
And we all adopted the way that we scored because of Bob,
yeah,
right? Because we passed the book back and forth with one another for 10 years for me, for 9 for you, now your 10th season, but we all had to adopt the way that he kept score.
1-1 is a grounder on the right side. Scooped up by the second baseman, Callahan. Throws to first in time to retire Delgado. And there's one away now for Andrew Monasterio. Seventh inning stretch, by the way, brought to you by IslandResortGolf.com. Island Resort and Casino, the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Monasterio doubled in his first at-bat today. As Richardson swinging a miss from Monasterio, it's 0-1. Yeah, we all learned his way of scoring, and that's why when I just described the home run for some of you, you might have said, well, that's an interesting way to write down a home run, but that's how we do it. A 1 is high, and it's 1-1.
Everybody's got their own language of how they score a baseball game, right? And whatever works for you. But for us, we needed to adapt our ways so that when Bob got the book back, he knew what the heck we were talking about.
1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 on Monasterio. I don't love change, so this was just one thing to, like, not have to change to keep it going. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down and away from Monasterio. He strikes out, and there's 2 away. As Heron will come to the plate now.
As you were filling out the book today, you were starting to do the umpires, and we didn't know where they were going to be located.
Yeah.
Whether it was going to be what the base assignments, where they float, no matter what during the game anyway, but who's going to be behind home plate. And you got out your whiteout pen, and you went, oh, man, I don't know who's behind home plate. I got to make the change. And I went, they don't.
Yeah.
You're okay.
These are for my eyes only now.
Yeah.
Pitch is inside. It's 1-0.
Don't, and I told you, don't mess up the first game.
And luckily, what I had written in ended up being right.
Divine intervention.
The 1-0 pitch. Missed outside on Jimmy Heron, and it's 2-0 here from Richardson. A 5-5 ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. Brewers were down 5-0, but they played it 3 on a 3-run home run from Capra in the sixth. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And a 2-run shot here in the bottom of the seventh from Ernesto Martinez Jr. Richardson's pitch fouled back into the net, and it's 2-2 on Heron. Now, the Reds will be a fun team to figure out, I think, as the year gets started. You figure that Terry Francona alone is worth a lot. He is one of the best managers, certainly in our era of Major League Baseball. 2 World Series titles. He's taken 3 teams to the World Series, twice with the Red Sox, once with Cleveland. Pitches up and in on Heron, and now the count is full. It's 3-2. And felt like that was a Reds team that had some injuries, had a suspension, had some things go wrong early, and then they just didn't recover. They had that really bad month of May. 3-2 pitch is a liner into right center field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit for Heron. And he's aboard with 2 outs in front of Luis Lara. And The Reds actually had a pretty good April, but May was a 9-18 month. Outside of that, they pretty much played 500 baseball. But there's a lot of talent and a lot of young talent in the Reds organization, and it feels like Terry Francona might be the perfect guy to steer that ship. Pitch to Lara's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. I expect them to be better.
They've got a couple of pieces that will be there every day. Matt McClain is one. He came up and was awesome in 23, got hurt in spring training. He was going to be there every day, second baseman.
A one swing and a miss from Lara, and it's 0-2.
He fills out their lineup. I saw a stat that was amazing to me, that their 3-4-5 hitters last year, the Cincinnati Reds, hit a combined 227 with 56 homers and an OPS of 670. Mm. That was the lowest in the National League. So if you get something out of the middle of your order, you're automatically going to be better.
O2 pitch to Lara. Hit the air into right field. Coming in and making the catch is the right fielder Rodriguez. And the inning is over. But the Brewers get two runs on a couple of hits. Leave a man. We go to the eighth inning. It's tied at 5. Brewers and Reds on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Spring training is finally here, even if it may not feel like it.
The good news is you can listen to the play-by-play while you warm up with a George Webb premium third-pound burger. Choose from the Ultimate Super George, the Mushroom Swiss, the Wisconsin Egg Burger, and more. All served up hot and fresh on a butter bun with a big stack of skin-on potato wedges.
At least opening day is right around the corner. For now, a George Webb premium burger will help get you through the long, cold spring. George Webb, their kitchen's always cooking. For locations, visit georgewebb.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Schneider and their professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. 5-5 ball game. We head to the eighth inning. Here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, Tyler Wasner is on to pitch for the crew. And back into call it for you, here's Jeff.
Thank you, Lane. It's Edwin Arroyo at the plate against Wasner. First pitch down and in. Ball one. Brewers bullpen has done a nice job today. Starting in the fifth inning, three straight zeros to get the Brewers back into it. Swing and a miss by Arroyo. Makes it one ball and one strike. Today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits. Building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. There's a breaking ball for a strike. And the count is one ball and two strikes. 62 May. And bullpen is moving for Cincinnati in a 5-5 game. The pitch from Wasner tapped foul right side and into the Brewers' dugout. Five runs, six hits, no errors for the Reds. Five runs, six hits, and an error for the Brewers. A tall right-hander, Wasner, has his sign for Miller in the pitch. Big curveball floats high. Two balls and two strikes on Edwin Arroyo. Well, it's official. I've seen my first cloud in Arizona. It's way off in the distance,
oh, yeah.
Though. Kind of just hanging out.
Non-factor.
No, very, very nondescript clouds. Up and over the surprise area.
perfect weather. Supposed to be in the 90s next week.
Hmm.
Arroyo swinging and a miss, and that's a strikeout for Wasner. Ortho ASAPK for Wasner. One gone in the eighth inning for Cam Collier. His first at-bat of the day. Baseball season means it's Shandy season. Opening pitch to Collier is a strike. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer. Natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's. Flavor the moment. One strike on Collier. Left-handed batter and takes high. One ball and one strike on the third baseman for the Reds.
On deck is number 23, Levi Jordan.
Swing and a miss by Collier. One ball, two strikes. Levi Jordan on deck. He would hit for Reese Hines. Wasner at the belt, winds and fires again. Collier takes up and out. Two balls, two strikes. Got a great text a couple of moments ago from our buddy Randy Olawinski, who heads up the Brewers security back in Milwaukee. Another text earlier from Roger Kaplinger, longtime doctor for the Brewers, was the head of medical sciences for the Brewers for the last couple of years, was the head athletic trainer on the field for decades. And Tony Migliaccio, clubhouse man who's in his 48th year in the Brewers organization. It's amazing. He started at -5 working for Milwaukee.
He doesn't look 48.
No, he doesn't at all. 3-2 is down on him. That's ball four on Cam Collier. But I mentioned those three guys as we've been talking about Uke a lot today, and we will over the course of the spring. But those three in particular were so important for Bob every day. I mean, Tony is Bob's best friend,
yeah,
and was his best friend for years. And Tony started in the organization as a bat boy and became the head clubhouse man for decades. Pitches down and away on Levi Jordan, one ball and no strikes. And Tony and Randy and Roger, I mean, the three amigos, they were as close to him as anybody in these last few years. Fouled away, and it's a strike. It's one ball and one strike. And you and I, Lane, have talked to all three of those guys personally. And I know Bob's family, wife Judy, kids Bob Jr. and Sue, and their extended families too. Those three guys did so much for Bob, and just our appreciation to them. Family appreciates them. Bob appreciated all three of them, but they deserve a big hug from everybody that gets to see them this year, just for everything that they have done. And we were talking to Randy. I love this story just because it's so fitting. One ball, one strike on Jordan. Collier takes his lead, and the pitch home is a strike. And Randy was with Bob, walked him to and from the booth from the clubhouse when Bob would park his car and show up at the ballpark. Randy would be right next to his side every day, and he would carry his bag every day, the big Bagoo. Had Bob's initials on it, BGU on it, and Randy would carry that bag. Tony has fixed it multiple times, leather bag. And when Randy passed, the thing that we talked about with Randy when Bob passed was, are you going to get the bag?
Yeah.
Right? It just felt so fitting because he carried it for so many years. Line drive into shallow right, a base hit. Collier will put on the brakes at second base. But those are the little things, right? Yeah. We talk about the little things of everyday life that we would see with Bob coming into the booth and sharing stories and having a great time and sharing personal moments, great stories, of course. But the little things of the scorebook or Randy taking care of Bob's bag or the Dexcom not going right on Bob's body and texting Roger and Tony, like, why is this not working? Those little things are the ones that we miss. This one back to the backstop. And runners are going to go to second and third.
There were times if you were listening on the radio, you thought there was a truck backing up.
Yeah.
Because you would hear that going off. Those guys, and Judy too,
yeah.
The things they did to help him get to the ballpark and get on the air daily. Look, as easy as he made it seem and look, it wasn't always easy and seamless for him the last couple of years. But the work of them to help him is why we got to call more games with them. We're indebted to them for that.
That one's low on Ivan Johnson, two balls and no strikes.
And the fans are indebted to these folks for that, and they never did it for credit. Nobody really knew any of this until after the fact. They did it because they loved Uke.
Yeah. The 2-0 pitch is outside, three balls and no strikes.
And we just all benefited from it.
Yeah, those three guys deserve a ton of credit, and Judy, of course, too.
Yeah.
I know Judy tuned in early. Hopefully she's still tuning in. We texted back and forth with Judy before the game today. 3-0 is up and in, and it hit him. That's going to load the bases. So after the initial strikeout, a walk, a hit, a wild pitch, and now a hit by pitch loads the bases for P.J. Higgins.
Back to the Reds. First baseman, number 22, P.J. Higgins.
And the Brewers are going to get a visit to the mound. Just breaking things up for a moment. Trip to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Sportsbook, dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and a bar, VIP seating, and so much more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. The meeting over after the breath, and Higgins coming up. Brewers are getting their bullpen moving again. Caleb Bowman, a right-hander, starting to play catch as Wiesner trying to find a way out of this inning. 5-5 game in the top of the eighth. And that's down and away. One ball and no strikes on P.J. Higgins. And we're going to share a lot of stories over the course of the spring and the summer. And every day there will be a memory. Breaking ball for a strike, 1-1. It'll never be easy. And we will always feel Bob's presence. No matter what, everybody will. 1-1 pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Higgins. And that's important. It's important to remember him and remember his legacy because it's gigantic. It really is. It's otherworldly. 1-2 pitch. Line back up the middle and a base hit. That'll score at least one. They're going to send the second runner as Lara bobbles the baseball, and the Reds will take the lead. 7-5 is the score. Two-run single off the bat of P.J. Higgins. Ethan O'Donnell is the hitter. His second at bat. Grounded out to second base his first time. That was in the sixth. First run scoring for the Reds since the fourth inning. A two-run lead. Runners at first and second, and O'Donnell takes a strike. And it's 0-1. Maybe the last batter for Wiesner, just with the way that his pitch count is at the moment. And Wiesner deals. That's a strike. It's 0-2. Came on the air today celebrating some zeros, by the way, in this booth. And not zeros because you guys are outstanding human beings, but Kent in his 40th year, nice even numbers, and Lane celebrating his 10th year in the organization because the numbers end in zeros. A swing and a miss by O'Donnell. There's a strikeout, ortho ASAP for the second out of this eighth inning. Two runs already in, and T-Bone coming up, Tyler Callahan. 40 years for Kent Sommerfeld, his first year, the 1986 season. His 40th season, man in the controls for the Brewers Radio Network. Producer, engineer extraordinaire, and, you know, first day in, we're rocking and rolling again. We got cables coming from all over the place, making sure we sound good. I don't know if we sound good or not, but hopefully the listeners are, we sound good in our own ears.
Yeah.
1-0 on Callahan. And he takes another strike. One ball, one strike.
Still running 5 miles a day, Kent?
Are you still at five? On the running injured list.
Still on the injured list? I knew you were at the end of last season.
Check swing, and that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Middle of last year, Kent had an injury that you were nursing with the knee. Yeah, he's still dealing with it. So are you riding the bike? Okay, he's riding the bike. Just 1 mile on the bike? Oh, running 1 mile in the bike the rest of the way. The 2-1, a swing and a fly ball out towards right. Going to stay in the ballpark as Oliva is there, makes the catch about 20 feet in front of the warning track to end the inning. Reds get a couple of runs. We'll get the whole lowdown on the game of operation to our left. Don't get that wishbone. Nah, he's fine. 7-5 Reds after 7.5 innings on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Jay.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the Brewers are chasing a couple of runs. Vinny Capra at a three-run homer in his first at-bat of the spring. He is leading off against right-hander Luis May. Right-hander throws and misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Want to send birthday wishes out to Grandma Edith, celebrating birthday number 104 today. That one's down low on Vinny Capra. Two balls, no strikes. Appreciate Greg sending out a note that we could get Grandma Edith some love today. 104 years old. Good for you. Happy birthday. Ground ball towards the middle. Stabbed by the shortstop. Throw to first, and they got him. Nice play by Edwin Arroyo, taking a base hit off the board for Vinny Capra. One gone in this bottom of the eighth inning. Oliva is the hitter. Jared Oliva, who struck out his first time up. Oliva waits on May and a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger's brat hot off of the grill. Just grab it, dip it in some Pine River cold pack cheese spread if you like. Don't need the bun if you don't want to. That one's down and away. One ball and one strike. Then you cleanse your palate and tickle your taste buds with some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream or sherbet. A Wisconsin trifecta. 1-1 pitch is a strike. Breaking ball in the inside corner. 1-2. It's nothing like pulling up to the ballpark in spring training and smelling the grill going for the first time. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Oliva's gone. 2-2 in the eighth. And we'll get a pinch hitter for Jorge Alfaro. Luke Adams, infielder wearing number 96 today, is going to hit. He is today's DH now, Luke Adams. First pitch is down and away. The only starter still in the game for either team is Ernesto Martinez. Originally, Jake Bowers was scheduled to play today, but not in there. The 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. The lineup card that Pat Murphy displayed for the Riders yesterday had Bowers slotted in there, but instead Ernesto Martinez got the start, but he's still in the game. Luke Adams, a broken bat base hit to left. Seventh hit of the game for Milwaukee. Darian Miller hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance comes up. He scored ahead of Martinez, two-run homer back in the seventh inning. The Brewers have gone a pitcher an inning and needed two pitchers to get through the second. Started with Carlos Rodriguez. Miller waits, and the first one from May is low and in the dirt. Snap throw to first, and back in time is Adams. Grant Anderson and Nick Merkel got the second. Thomas Pannone, Vinny Natoli, Sam McWilliams, Garrett Stallings, Ryan Middendorf, Tyler Wasner. We'll see who gets the ninth. Wind blown out to center. Pitch to Miller. A swing and a miss. Big cut from the Scottsdale native. 1-1. May has a sign again and deals to Miller. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Brewers back in action tomorrow. We'll have it for you on the radio. Against the Colorado Rockies, 2:10. Your first pitch will hit the air at 2 o'clock. 1-2 pitch, and that's down and in. He get hit again. They're going to check the swing. He didn't go, and Miller gets plunked again with a breaking ball down and in. They check the swing because if he goes around, it's a strike. He didn't go around, so Miller's hit by another pitch, and it's Ernesto Martinez time. Hit one just over the right field wall. It is last at bat. A two-run shot. It tied the game. A big fly right here would give the Brewers the lead. Tomorrow, Aaron Ashby's going to pitch for Milwaukee. Martinez, a wave and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Kyle Freeland, the longtime Colorado Rocky, will go for the rock pile. Martinez took it down and in. 1-1. Excited to see Aaron Ashby throw again. Brewers got some bad news with D.L. Hall. Battling for a spot in the rotation. Dealing with an injury issue. Going to push his spring back. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. And it got the catcher on the backswing. Troutwine doing fine. 1-2 on Martinez.
Think about Aaron Ashby. I mean, he technically had a healthy offseason last year because he was pitching at the end of 2023. But to have the confidence going into this one.
1-2. Big swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And Martinez strikes out to end the inning. No runs, a hit, and two left for the Brewers. We go to the ninth inning. Can't wait to see Ash tomorrow. Out in Scottsdale, 7-5 Reds on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin ensures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Food's here at Quick Trip, and it's ready when you are. Hungry and on the go? How about a corn dog? Crispy, golden cornmeal batter coating around a juicy hot dog. So delicious. Craving pizza? Quick Trip's pothole pizza is just what you need. Thin, crispy crust and a savory sauce piled high with a blend of cheese. Food's here. Fuel up at your one-stop shop for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Brewers go to another pitcher in this ninth inning. It's right-hander Alex Corniel. So he'll get 3, 4, and 5 in the order. That is very different from whence we started. Troutwine will lead it off. He bounced to third base his first time up. So Corniel is on the hill for the Brewers. 7-5 game. Cincinnati out in front. Corniel's pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Brewers theme nights are back and better than ever with fan favorites like Bark at the Park, Harry Potter, Sesame Street, and Peanuts Nights. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Join the crew for epic experiences and promos. Grab your special ticket at brewers.com/theme nights. Great giveaway days and evenings on tap for the Brewers this season.
Cribbage board?
I was just about to go there. The 0-2 high chopper to first. Martinez has it. He's going the distance today. The Iron Man, Ernesto Martinez, takes it to the bag. 3 unassisted. The Racing Sausage Cribbage Board. Be given away later this summer. I'm fired up. I can't wait. Looks really, really cool. Vinny Rotino and I have already started our mid-season cribbage banter.
Banter's one way to put it.
Yep, a lot of banter. And the pitch, a swing and a bouncer, softly hits second base. Monasterio on the fourth hop, picks it clean and throws out Rodriguez, two away. You know, we have an Excel spreadsheet that we started last year in a Google Doc that...
It's the official record.
It is the official record because we have sanctioned and unsanctioned cribbage matches. The sanctioned ones, one a day. And then the unsanctioned ones, whenever we want to play. But they don't count against the official ledger. But whoever wins that particular round of cribbage gets to write in the comments section. And that is in a Google Doc that exists for our viewing only. Kind of fun.
So do you think you're going to be able to get an advance on this cribbage board?
No. I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Right?
We have our official board that I have. It's down in spring training already. The 0-1 is down and in on Arroyo. One ball and one strike. But maybe midseason we'll switch it out to the promo giveaway.
Your official one is a State of Wisconsin board, right?
No, it's just one that I picked up by the bites. You know, Target bought. Mm-hmm. But it's great. It's easy. It's portable, foldable. It's nice.
Right.
The pegs are shaved down so they fit in the holes a little better. It's good. It's good. But we were gifted one this offseason that could become the official one of the booth. There's a strike, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, good friend of mine, Brian White. He is a woodworker and does a lot of cool projects, and he was inspired by your guys' love of cribbage and made a cribbage board.
Pitch a check swing. It's high. 3-2 on Arroyo.
It's basically a baseball, and it says, get up, get out of here, gone. And then it has the pegs all the way around the outside of it.
Yeah, three tracks. Really, really cool. Very much appreciate that sentiment. 3-2 pitch is a called third strike right at the bottom of the zone. Alex Corniel, three up and three down inning in the top of the ninth. Brewers have one more shot as we go down to the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-5 Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Right.
620 WTMJ.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Alan Buznitz is on for Cincinnati. Try and close this one out for the Reds. Raynel Delgado hits first for the Brewers in the ninth. Delgado left-handed batter, and he pops up the first pitch left side. That'll reach the seats for a souvenir, and it's 0-1. Again, we're back with you tomorrow. Be on our sister station, 94.5 ESPN, tomorrow from Talking Stick, Brewers and Rockies. 2 o'clock Central Time start. Aaron Ashby makes a start for the Brewers. 0-1 on Delgado. Buznitz deals down and away. One ball and one strike. Saw Freddy Peralta throw a simulated game a couple of days ago. Those starters will be a little later to debut in Cactus League games. Check swing. Will they appeal it? They will. And he went, says the third base umpire. Late appeal. 1-2 on Delgado. Brandon Woodruff threw a simulated game yesterday on the main stadium field yesterday, and it was a glowing report card from Pat Murphy earlier today on how Brandon Woodruff recovered after yesterday's session. 1-2, a line drive into the gap in right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Delgado makes the turn, puts on the brakes, and it'll be a leadoff single for Delgado. The tying run coming to the plate for Andrew Monasterio. After missing an entire season of pitching last year for Brandon Woodruff, nursing that shoulder injury and smartly not trying to push things, gave himself a full year to recover from that surgery that he had. Eager to see what the Brewers are going to get from Brandon Woodruff this year, and they are going to handle him very carefully. Strike one on Andrew Monasterio. To go from zero innings
what the expectation is for Brandon Woodruff innings-wise is going to be a work in progress. That's a foul ball just up the third baseline, and Monasterio down on the count 0-2.
Yeah, I think the tendency is to say, oh, well, he's healthy, so the minute he's healthy, run him out there and get what you can get out of him. But it's not just about getting healthy and getting the stuff back to where it needs to be and where he feels comfortable with it. And I think they'll take their time in that way to make sure when he is on the mound, he's effective. But also, he can't go throw 190 innings this year.
Monasterio takes down and away, one ball and two strikes.
You didn't give him the two-year deal before last year in order to have him throw 70 innings and then shut it down in October. You want him available and helping you make a big run in October. That's the goal.
1-2 fouled away by Monasterio, stays at 1-2. And if that means that you build him up over the course of the year, again, they're going to handle him very carefully. You think about players that come back from a Tommy John surgery or very low innings totals from a year before. You have to be very cognizant of that as a training staff and as an organization. This one fouled away, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Monasterio. Is that 80 innings? Right. Is it 100 innings? I mean, what that number is, they've got it figured out, but...
And maybe it's a little bit fluid based upon feedback and everything else as the season goes along, within reason.
1-2, and that's towards the third baseman. Off the glove of Collier, everybody's safe. 2-on after a base hit from Monasterio, his second of the game. And the tying run is on base now for the Brewers. For Jimmy Herron. It's just going to be great to have Brandon Woodruff back, and you can tell... in the clubhouse, the joy that he is having, knowing that he's healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, he struggled with the fact that he wasn't sure if he wanted to be on the road at times early on last year because he wanted to have a role on the field.
1-2 for Jimmy Herron, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1 on Herron. Yeah, that's such a weird feeling. And you talk to players of all sports that are unable to participate because of injury. 0-1 coming, and Herron takes it down and away. One ball, one strike. You almost feel like a fish out of water sometimes. You want to be a part of it, but you know you can't contribute the way that you want to contribute or even lead the way that you are used to leading. And in the case of Brandon Woodruff, he is one of the leaders of the pack with that pitching staff and the team. 1-1, foul back, a good swing from Herron, 1-2.
I think having Wade Miley on the shelf for most of the year last year probably helped a little bit. And there were young pitchers that got injured over the course of the year. D.L. Hall's one I'm thinking of notably, where they needed somebody like Woody or somebody like Miley to help them get through that.
Ground ball to third, that could be a double play. They go to second for one, on to first, no throw. Second baseman Callahan just put it in his back pocket. Runners around the corners. A fielder's choice for Herron. Luis Lara's coming up. And the Brewers in their innings. That's going to be a big question mark. And what they get from their starting pitchers, especially early on in the season. And bullpen, especially the length guys in the back end of the bullpen, are going to be key. Down and in on Luis Lara. I mean, we saw it with the Brewers last year, too, how much that bullpen was used early on in the season for multiple innings as you were building those starting pitchers up innings-wise. Game one of spring training, we got a lot of runway to go. That's inside on Lara. Two balls and no strikes. Lara walking a fly out to right. Takes outside. Three balls and no strikes. And Buznitz is in a hornet's nest. On the corners for Milwaukee, including the tying run over at first base. 3-0. Lara hacking away. Fouls it away. 3-1. Luis Lara had a fantastic season last year in the Brewers organization. Saw him a lot in spring training, too. Pitch. hit foul again, 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's just 20 years old, will not turn 21 until November. Last year, spent entirely in Wisconsin, 110 games, 4 homers, 41 RBIs, stole 45 bases. Three-two pitch. Swing and a miss, and Buznitz comes back after being down in the count, 3-0, and strikes out Luis Lara. 2 outs for Vinny Capra. 3-run homer back in the sixth. And he's grounded out to short, got robbed of a hit by Arroyo. He is the winning run at the plate. The pitch, it's a strike with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Brewers out hitting Cincinnati today, 9-8, but trailing 7-5 in the Cactus League opener. 0-1 pitch is outside. 1-1. We always talk about the winner of the Cactus League winning some award, and we joke that it's a Magnavox tube TV or whatever. They actually have an unofficial award this year.
Oh,
apparently.
They do?
Yeah. Runner goes for second. Capra to center. It's back. It's back. And it is up and it is gone. A walk-off homer for Vinny Capra. His second 3-run homer of the ball game, and the Brewers walk it off against the Cincinnati Reds. Ethan O'Donnell got back there, got a glove on the baseball, and it may have even spit out of the webbing up and over the yellow line in the batter's eye, kicked it back into the field of play, and it's a 3-run homer, and the Iron Uke is in play for the Brewers. The Iron Ukulele is what they are giving away for the Cactus League Championship in honor of our partner, Bob Uecker.
I love it. That is phenomenal stuff. And I will tell you that Vinny Capra is the leader in the clubhouse right now for Cactus League MVP. He's got a pretty good lead on everybody else.
2-for-3 today and a pair of 3-run homers, including the game winner. 8-7, your final score as the Brewers come roaring back with an 8-7 win in walk-off fashion against the Cincinnati Reds. We will have the totals for you when we return after a triumphant victory in Game 1 of Cactus League action on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin ensures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Purveya Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance's Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Islander Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Rose's Cantina, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association. Well, Lane, the Brewers are undefeated and a walk-off winner today thanks to Vinny Capra. How about your totals?
Yeah, an exciting game if you stuck around for all of it here today at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers win it, 8 runs on 10 hits. There was an error and 6 left on base for Milwaukee today. For the Reds, 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 7. The win goes to Corniel. The loss goes to Busenitz. It took 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of 4,041 on the first day of Cactus League play here at American Family Fields Phoenix.
One down and plenty to go, fellas. Yeah. That was a fun one. We'll do it again for you tomorrow, and we'll have it for you all along the Brewers Radio Network. 2 o'clock for our pregame show. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards. 2:10 for the game broadcast. It'll be the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies from Scottsdale. Talking Stick is where we will be. Aaron Ashby against Kyle Freeland tomorrow afternoon from Scottsdale. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, for Lane Grindle, and for everybody involved in this one, I'm Jeff Levering saying goodbye from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Again, your final score was the Brewers 8 and the Reds 7. Have a terrific rest of your day, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a year's
long. Turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of the ventilators. He concludes, Pritzker, tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. So gather your justice and humanity and do not let the tragic spirit of despair overcome us when our country needs us the most. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. Thank you, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney. Check his show out on Saturdays, 9 to 11. Thank you, Jess P.S. Folks, stick around. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, coming up next. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm David Packard. A deadly hospital shooting today in Pennsylvania. A police officer killed and multiple others injured at UPMC Memorial Hospital. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the hospital is secure as he remembered the fallen officer, Andrew Duarte.
Officer Duarte was the best of us. He was someone who put on the uniform of service and went out to try and keep his neighbors safe.
No patients were injured. 88-year-old Pope Francis in critical condition at a Rome hospital after suffering a new respiratory crisis. Purge at the top ranks of the military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff out, the Navy's top admiral also out. This is the Pentagon prepares to lay off 5,400 civilian workers starting next week. If you're having trouble finding eggs that you can afford, some help is on the way. The country of Turkey has begun shipping eggs to the U.S. to ease the shortage caused by the bird flu outbreak here at home. This is ABC News.